Hey, we need to have a word about your paycheck. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 30th day of April. Thanks for being here. In other news, 8 U.S. newspapers have sued ChatGPT and Microsoft AI. Why? Copyright infringement. Amazon posts some huge profits in its report out this afternoon. Speaking of profits, Wall Street tanked today, and we'll share why. Walmart is upping their grocery game big time. We'll share that story with you. And for the interview, you'll meet Jenny Schultz, the author behind the book Fixer Upper, How to Repair America's Broken Housing Systems. But first, the news.
Insight on business news and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful that you're aboard again today. While you may have welcomed the boost in your paycheck, the Fed is not pleased. The Associated Press is reporting that pay and benefits for America's workers grew more quickly in the first 3 months of this year, a trend that could contribute to higher inflation and raise concerns about the future path of rate increases over at the Federal Reserve. The Labor Department said compensation as measured by the government's employment cost index rose 1.2% in the January through March quarter. That's up from a 0.9% increase in the previous quarter. The increase in wages and benefits is good for employees, to be sure, but could add to concerns that the Fed is going to say inflation is still too high, and rather than cut rates, the Fed could actually increase its short-term rate. We'll know more after the policy meeting concludes on Wednesday. Fed Chair Jerome Powell and other officials have recently backed away from signaling that the Fed will necessarily cut rates this year after several months of higher-than-expected inflation readings. Big price increases for rents, car insurance, and health care have kept inflation stubbornly above the Fed's 2% inflation target, and now with increased wages. Why? So that people can attract and retain quality staff in a tight labor market. It was on that bit of news that Wall Street tanked and ended April as the worst month for stocks since September. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. More trouble for the makers of AI-generated content. The AP is reporting that a group of 8 U.S. newspapers is suing ChatGPT maker OpenAI and Microsoft, alleging that the technology companies have been pulling millions of copyrighted new articles without permission or payment to train their artificial intelligence chatbots. The New York Daily News, the Chicago Tribune, the Denver Post, and other papers filed the lawsuit in a New York federal court. The other newspapers that are part of this lawsuit are media news groups, Mercury News, Orange County Register, the St. Paul Pioneer Press, and Tribune's Publishing, Orlando Sentinel, and South Florida Sun Sentinel. All of those newspapers are owned by Alden Global Capital. Amazon reported strong results for the first quarter, driven by growth in its cloud computing unit and a new surge of advertising dollars from its Prime Video streaming service. The Seattle-based e-commerce giant said it brought in $143.3 billion in revenue in the first 3 months of this year. That's a 13% jump compared to the same period last year. Net income came out to $10.43 billion, or 98 cents a share, and that soundly beat Wall Street analysts' expectations for 84 cents a share. Speaking of stocks, Wall Street hit a wall today and posted the worst month since September. The Dow tanked by 570 points to close at 37,815, while the Nasdaq fell by 325 points to finish the day and the month at 15,657, and the S&P 500 shed 80 points to close at 50,035. At issue is the Fed and what new inflation numbers and higher wages will mean when it comes to cutting the prime lending rate. There is even speculation the Fed could actually raise the rate again rather than make cuts. West Texas Intermediate crude lost $1.08 a barrel to come in at $81.55, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury bounced up to 4.682%. And finally, there is this, and this is about how Walmart is getting glitzy with food. Walmart is already the largest grocer in the U.S. by revenue. Now it's hoping to get even bigger with the help of things like oat milk ice cream. The retailer is rolling out a line of premium foods called Better Goods, which it hopes will build loyalty with the higher-income shoppers who have increasingly turned to Walmart as food prices have skyrocketed. More than 300 Better Goods items will show up on Walmart shelves this year, many of them priced at $5 or less to stay competitive with rivals such as Trader Joe's and Amazon-owned Whole Foods. All right, stay with us and click ahead for a conversation about the housing crisis in the United States. My guest is Jenny Schutz, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institute and the author of the book Fixer Upper, How to Repair America's Broken Housing Systems. It's some really powerful stuff. And thanks for listening.